This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Have you ever paid more for something than you think it's worth in a heated online auction? I have for a teapot for my mom. Things go really fast in those last few minutes. Well, it's that feeling. It's called the winner's curse, and it's at the heart of research by Stanford professor Robert Wilson, who this week won the Nobel Prize for Economics for his work on auction theory. He told me auctions aren't just limited to bidding wars for livestock or fine art. They affect our everyday lives, too.
Now it's used almost in continuous time to allocate, I don't know, advertising slots on internet search engines, eBay, or 100 other venues where it goes on all the time. So it's very widespread. We could talk about the spectrum auctions because there people are bidding for packages of licenses. Here in the United States, at least, they had to bid for licenses that cover multiple areas. And so that's a very complicated object. It's built up with many components. So the auction design is very elaborate to cope with that.
And so you have actually come up with a more effective auction format that was first used in the U.S. to sell radio frequencies to telecommunications companies.
Yeah, that was a continuous ascending auction. Over time, bidders would increase their bids. They were forced by what's called an activity rule to constantly be engaged in bidding for the objects they were interested in. And they, over time, accumulated stakes in different licenses to build the package that they wanted. It was a long auction, took 4 months, 2 rounds a day, and the bid increments were very large. We're talking in terms of hundreds of millions of dollars for some of the bid increments. It would move slowly so that the finance committee of the major companies could meet at each round twice a day to evaluate whether they were willing to go to the next bid increment. So it was a complicated, slow-moving auction, but it raised billions of dollars for the government, and it produced what we think is a pretty efficient allocation of the licenses. And 4 months is a much faster time than the old process of allocation based on lobbying activity and whatever the commission favored to assign the license to.
You're clearly not the only one who sees it as more efficient. Your theory, your method, has been applied to auctions of other goods and services as well, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. There are lots of these. We call them combinatorial auctions or package auctions. There are many products now that are sold that way. I mean, my fellow awardee is Paul Milgram. His company, Auctionomics, is a sort of a sideline of his, and they design those auctions for different kinds of products. And as I even recall just now in my mind that he was designing an auction for milk producers. Milk is of itself a package of things. You know, it's cheese and curd and whey and all those components. So it's just a minor instance of lots of applications. Electricity is very complicated because then you have power at various times at various places and it runs continuously. So those are very complicated auction designs.
Now, more efficient auctions aren't just beneficial to companies or governments, but they benefit people like me and you, don't they?
Well, the intention is to get goods allocated efficiently. So just to take the spectrum auction as the example, it used to be that it was influenced before a commission that would lead to which party got a license or some other privilege and without paying a fee for it. So here, the value of the license are the ones that tend to win the auction, and it produces a more efficient outcome. Those that are going to be able to provide the best services enables them to bid the most for the license.
And finally, Robert, what does it mean to you to win this prize?
Well, it's very rewarding because this is a third of my students who's won. Paul was a student of mine in the 70s, and two other students of mine, Al Roth and Bengt Holmstrom, have won in prior years. So now I have a trio of former students who've won Nobel Prizes. So that's a great joy.
And you get to bring one home for yourself. Bob Wilson, congratulations, professor from Stanford University and winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks.